The course is called Indigenous Grazing for Profit, and it's run by a business over in the east called RCS. They run grazing for profit courses right across Australia and also internationally as well. But we've been fortunate in engaging them, and they've constructed a course that's relevant and appropriate to Indigenous pastoralists.
So it's called Grazing for Profit. Can you give us a bit more of a sense of what's been learnt?
So far we've learnt about, you know, the value of pasture, the value of adding to your cattle through that pasture, and also through just understanding a bit more about the business side of things, the financial side of things, that is necessary to run a property. And not only that, identifying, you know, the calibre or the qualities or the skills people need to run a pastoral property.
And can I ask why you think it's important to have an Indigenous version of this program?
Yeah. It's important to have an Indigenous version simply because all the Indigenous properties that we work with are Indigenous owned and Indigenous managed. Each of the properties have at least one community attached to them. There is one property that has six communities attached to them, which then brings us to the point of governance. How do you manage, how do you run that property, who's involved in making decisions on that property? So there's the governance, which we are very strong about encouraging people to go through. We facilitate that process of governance training, and then it filters down to the management. So it's about the governance first, then it's about the management, then it's, you know, included in that management is the business side of things.
Oh, good afternoon. My name is Darylin Gordon, and I'm from Lambu Station, who I'm one of the participants here today, being part of this course.
Tell us what you've been learning about and what you've found interesting.
Well, so far we've learned about how to manage your pastoral business. We've talked about with Dave, the trainer. He's spoken about a bit about vision and goals, working with people, your planning, decision making around cattle management. One of the interesting thing I found was a saying. There's three sayings. It's Whitby, Whatby, and Whatby. Whitby is working in the business. Whatby is working on the business, and Whatby is worrying about the business. And he've really broken it down and explained that part of where when you're a manager and you're out running your pastoral property, it's either you're working in the business or working on the business. Working on the business is all around that strategic planning and how to improve and what are some of the goals that the as a manager of, to run your business properly and setting those short-term and long-term goals. And the part I found interesting is a lot of our Indigenous management manager around pastoral properties, they're always in working in the business. Mm. So they kind of spend more time out there doing the operational stuff rather than focusing more around the administration stuff.
Yeah, that's not just Indigenous stations. There's a lot of stations guilty of that, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, I mostly say because for us Indigenous people, that's a very important thing to think about. And to come and be part of this cause, it's, you know, most of us that are in it are all Indigenous people, and I think having Dave here is just the way he's conducting himself and presenting the workshop. He's like really, we all can relate to what he's saying and telling us, and I think that's like an opportunity that we'll have once in a lifetime. God knows when we'll have another one like this, but I think all of us here today are really taking advantage of it because it's very, very meaningful and useful to us all.
After a busy year, must be nice to have just a little bit of time off and catch up with some fellow pastoralists as well, yes?
Yeah, like, I think it's great because we all come to this training. We all got something in common, for whether it's for our own pastoral thing or our own Aboriginal corporation or organisation. And, like, to hear what they're going through or how they're doing it is interesting for us because from each other we're learning, you know, like sharing of knowledge and experience and stories. So it's if they lack something, we share what our stories that we've got. And then if we lack something, then they can share something that we can take from them as well.
When we spoke to Kevin May, he touched on this idea of it's not just running a cattle station. There's governance within the community as well. How challenging is that?
Very challenging for us because one of our biggest problems is, like, if you're part of a corporation, like a traditional owner kind of corporation, and you've got a pastoral business on your country, the corporate side, like the governance side of thing, can be challenging because not a lot of us understand what it takes to run a business. They think, you know, like personally saying, some of our family members think it's you can just get money and do whatever you want with the money. Well, no, it's not. Your pastoral business is a business. You're actually running just like a gadia is in his station. And the governance around it is like, I think the solution to that is more awareness. This sort of workshop would help if we could have something like this take place back in Halls Creek, and for everyone to be part of it, it would really strengthen our governance committee or your board of directors, just the knowledge around governance when running a pastoral business.
And so finally, you know, when you sit here and they're talking about working on the business and having a vision, when you sit back and you think about what you'd like Lambu Station to be, what is that vision?
I think, like, because Lambu, like, we've got a lot to work on in terms of improvement. Management is very important. And I think if being a manager, you know, you've got to be a really good leader. And you've, not just for yourself, but for everyone who is involved in the pastoral business, because I think, like, for Lambu, I see it being, you know, like not just making more money to do a lot of upgrading on our station, but also just so that it continues and the business gets even better. But it's just for like, because my uncle runs, is the manager for Lambu, and that's Robin Yeater. And having me alongside of him taking part in this, sort of, it helps him as well structuring the way he would manage Lambu. But how I see Lambu from now, like I just want it to be a really good pastoral business, making good money, but also, you know, our infrastructure getting and being well maintained. So, like, you know, getting not more water bores or whatever, but just to keep it wealthy enough to look after it and just so that it is running at the standard it should be.
Well, thanks for your time today and all the best for the wet season. I hope Lambu has a good one.
Yeah, we hope so too. I mean, Halls Creek hasn't had much rain in the past few weeks, so hopefully there's more to come.